Unit 7, Part 1, Intelligence and School Life. 1. Are some people born clever and others born stupid? Or is intelligence developed by our environment and our experience? Strangely enough, the answer to these questions is yes. To some extent, our intelligence is given us at birth, and no amount of special education can make a genius out of a child born with low intelligence. On the other hand, a child who lives in a boring environment will develop his intelligence less than one who lives in rich and varied surroundings. Thus, the limits of a person's intelligence are fixed at birth. Whether or not he reaches those limits will depend on his environment. This view, now held by most experts, can be supported in a number of ways. It is easy to show that intelligence is to some extent something we are born with. The closer the blood relationship between two people, the closer they are likely to be in intelligence. Thus, if we take two unrelated people at random from the population, it is likely that their degree of intelligence will be completely different. If, on the other hand, we take two identical twins, they will very likely be as intelligent as each other. Relations like brothers and sisters, parents and children, usually have similar intelligence, and this clearly suggests that intelligence depends on birth. Imagine now that we take two identical twins and put them in different environments. We might send one, for example, to a university, and the other to a factory where the work is boring. We would soon find differences in intelligence developing, and this indicates that environment, as well as birth, plays a part. This conclusion is also suggested by the fact that people who live in close contact with each other, but who are not related at all, are likely to have similar degrees of intelligence.
2. I'm Vince. Well, as to who had influenced me most, the first person I think of is my third grade teacher. It's funny, isn't it? She made school fun. I'd had a real problem with school before that. I didn't like to go. I had trouble making friends. I wonder where she is now. Gosh, that was a long time ago. I also owe a lot to one of my high school teachers. He was really tough, but he taught me how to write well. That's a skill that's helped me in every single job I've had. I mean, at the time, I hated his class, but looking back, I realized just how much it's helped me.
Part 2. Statements.
1. I've just been to my friend's new apartment, which is much bigger than my place. It is much more expensive.
2. The storm that happened last week left a path of destruction along the southeastern coast of the small island country in the West Pacific Ocean.
3. When she graduated from the London School of Economics, Elsie found a job as a secretary in an accountancy firm based in New York.
4. I need a textbook for my 8 o'clock class tomorrow morning, but the university bookstore won't open until 9.
5. Your parents are coming to see your apartment this weekend. Looks as if I'd better lend you my vacuum cleaner then.
6. Miss Allen used to live in the dormitory in the first two of her undergraduate years, but now in her final year, she has her own apartment.
7. If you make a left turn at the corner, you will end up in front of the big shopping center.
8. Mr. Baker paid his annual rent for his condominium one day before it was due, narrowly escaping a fine.
9. My math assignment is due tomorrow morning, and I haven't even started it yet. You'll miss me at the party tonight.
10. The company is very selective in choosing people to fill the position. Only girls between 20 and 25 are eligible.
11. Are you saying that you're planning to take two extra courses next term? You must be out of your mind.
12. I guess I should see the doctor about that cough. I've been putting it off for days.
13. The economy of this country has been affected by inflation. Food prices have risen considerably within the past few months.
14. What this building needs is better soundproofing. I can't concentrate here with all that traffic passing by outside.
15. Mr. and Mrs. Harris are planning to leave for Hawaii on Friday. They have already booked 2 seats on a flight of the British Airways.
16. You want me to pay $300 and join you on the trip to Florida this summer? Do you think I just inherited a fortune?
17. After a 1-week careful investigation, the police came to the cautious conclusion that the fire had been the work of an arsonist.
18. I shall be working as a house painter this summer. It's hard work, but I get to be outdoors and the pay is decent.
19. After retiring from the professorship of Northwest University, Dr. Brown is moving to his small hometown in the southern part of the country.
20. According to the interview broadcast on the National Television Network, the President will visit Norway in March.
Part 3. 1. The History Assignment. Good morning. Say, do you know what the assignment is for our term paper in history?
Sure. Weren't you in class on Monday? That's when it was given out.
No, I missed that class. Was there a handout?
No, the instructor just wrote the assignment on the board.
Could I copy the assignment from your notes?
You could if I had copied it all down, but I just wrote down the part that I wanted.
Oh, no.
You see, there were 4 choices of topics for the term paper, but when I saw them, I knew which one I wanted, so I didn't copy the others down.
Can you remember any of the others?
Let's see. There was one about World War I, something about it, but I didn't remember what. And there was one called The Idea of Progress in the 19th Century.
And what was the last one?
I can't remember. My mind is a complete blank. Maybe you can ask someone else.
Yes, I will. Anyway, those are certainly broad topics.
Yes, but you can focus on a special area within them. Which one would you take?
Of course, I don't know what the last one is, but of these 3, I think I'd take the idea of progress.
That's very abstract.
Yes, but it's one of my interests, and I've read a lot on the subject. I've never written a term paper on it, though.
Me neither. I haven't even read about it. Are you going to class on Wednesday?
Yes.
Maybe he'll write it on the board again.
I hope so. Good luck with your paper.
Same to you.
Questions.
1. How many topics did the teacher give for the term paper?
2. How was the assignment given out?
3. Why can't the man copy the assignment from the woman's notes?
4. Why does the man choose the assignment on progress?
2. About choosing courses.
What subjects are you taking this semester?
I'm taking Introductory Calculus, Freshman Composition, Western Civilization, and Physics.
That's quite a load.
Yes, I know it's going to be a lot of work, but it should be an interesting semester. And I'm not going to have to work this term, because I managed to save quite a bit of money from my summer job at the cannery, so I should have enough time for studying.
That's good. I'm going to have to work 20 hours a week at the library.
What do you do there? Do you like it?
I shelve books on the 3rd floor. Sometimes it gets monotonous, but the pay isn't bad. And I can arrange my hours to suit my class schedule.
What are you taking this semester?
French, biology, and accounting. I like the French and biology instructors, but the accounting professor is very dry and boring.
Do you have Professor Stillwell? I've heard he's terrible.
Yes. Do you know of anybody who's better?
My friend Antonio took accounting with Professor Atkins last spring. He said that she was wonderful, knew her subject well, and had a great sense of humor. She kept the class in stitches the whole semester, but she covered all the material thoroughly.
I'll have to check to see if she's teaching this semester. If she is, I'll try to transfer into her class.
Questions. 1. Which of the following subjects is the woman not taking this semester?
2. What kind of instructor is Professor Stillwell?
3. Why does the man like his job?
4. What does the man decide to do?
That's the end of side A.
Three, inquiring about a course.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to have some information about the courses at Swan School.
Is that a summer course you're interested in?
Yes, please.
Yes, fine. Okay. Well, we have short intensive full-time courses during the summer.
I'd like to know the length of the course.
Yes, each course lasts for 3 weeks.
How many hours per week, please?
Well, it's about 23 hours a week, usually 4.5 days each week.
You must have a lot of students in the class, haven't you?
We have a lot of students in the school, but in the classes, only between 12 and 14 students.
12 and 14. Could you give me the dates of the first and the second course?
Yes, certainly. The first course begins on the 3rd of July and lasts until the 20th of July, and the second course is from the 24th of July until the 10th of August.
What about the fees per course?
Yes, each course costs £150 plus VAT, which is 15%, and a registration fee.
And any deposit, please?
Yes, for each course we need a deposit of £20 and the £5 registration fee.
Oh, thank you. Do we have to find our own accommodation?
No, we can do that for you. We have a lady who arranges the accommodation for you with Oxford Families.
How much does it cost?
Well, you can choose to have bed and breakfast only, which is £20 a week, or bed, breakfast and dinner, which is about £27 a week.
£27. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Questions.
1. What kind of course is being talked about in the conversation?
2. How long does this course last?
3. About how many hours of classwork is it each week?
4. About how many students are there in each class?
5. When does the first course start?
6. Until when does it last?
7. How much is the cost of each course?
8. What type of accommodation does the school provide?
9. How much does the accommodation cost a week, if it includes bed, breakfast, and dinner?
10. Where is the school situated?
Part 4. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. In today's world, insurance plays a vital role in the economic and social welfare of the entire population.
These are the most expensive suits in our shop, and the materials and workmanship are first rate.
3. It takes only half an hour to get to the airport, so if we leave immediately, we'll make it all right.
4. Our firm is planning to start up a new branch in Australia early next year, and we're making a feasibility study of the proposal.
5. Our products are mainly for export to Northern Europe, East Asia, and the Middle East, so we're seeking overseas partners.
2. Passage translation.
1. English is now the international language for airline pilots, scientists, medical experts, businessmen, and many others. Consequently, more and more people are learning it. The BBC's English teaching radio programs are broadcast daily to 4 continents and supplied to radio stations in 120 countries. Films and videos are on the air or used in institutions in over 100 countries.
You'll probably be surprised to hear what I did. I was on a business trip. The flight was a long one, and when I arrived at my destination, I was eager to get my bags and to get to my hotel to relax. I was in a hurry, so I mistook someone else's suitcase. I didn't realize my mistake until I got to the hotel. Well, I immediately called the airport, and fortunately it all worked out. I had to go back to the airport, though, to pick up my suitcase and return the other one. And, of course, I also had to apologize.